Well, now it's time for a Valley Talk on this Tuesday, as we're going to talk with the new superintendent of the Crookston School District, Randy Burquist. Randy or Randall?
Randall's fine, Chris. So thank you so much for having me today on Tuesday. I really appreciate this opportunity. I want to just thank everybody who's made me feel welcome so far in the community. I've met with a number of people, a couple different organizations. I'm looking forward to next week, the 19th night. Mm-hmm. I heard that's a big thing, and so I want to thank everybody who's made me feel welcome.
Before we talk about the meeting, maybe just for those that forgot or maybe missed the story earlier, maybe just give us a little brief background of you and your education journey.
Sure. So I've served in a number of different capacities. I've been an elementary principal, a middle school principal, high school principal, taught every grade 7th through 12th. I have been a district assessment coordinator, so I looked at data for different groups of students. I've been an assistant athletic director at a college, and most recently a superintendent. I have my doctorate degree in educational leadership, recently earned that. And so doesn't mean I'm smarter than anybody. Matter of fact, people probably think, why'd you spend thousands of dollars to get something? But the point is I'm a lifelong learner, and I really care about students. You know, I might, people might say, well, geez, he doesn't care about students, but I don't think anybody can say I don't. I think every decision I've ever personally made or professionally made, I try to do what's in the best interest of the students and trying to be as fiscally responsible as possible. So, again, I'm excited to be here. So,
Before we get into some things with the school district, let's talk about the meeting that was held on Monday night, the school board meeting. And the good news is, we'll just go in order of sort of the agenda here, is you were able to, the bad news is the board accepted a letter of retirement from your business manager, Laura Lijeski, who's been a rock for the Crookston School District for many years. And I know it was with hesitation of approving that because you'd like Laura to stay around forever, but that'll be, a tough loss for the school district.
Yeah, that's for sure. You know, first of all, Laura has been awesome to work with. She is very knowledgeable, and she knows her business manager stuff, and she's put her time in. You know, I've even tried to say, Laura, can you just stay on the rest of the year? But I understand people have to make decisions what's best for them and their families, and I don't ever fault people for that. It's going to be a hard position to fill. Business manager is responsible for a lot of things in the district, from finances and all the paperwork that's associated with signing off through the state. So we'll be advertising that as soon as possible. But I do want to thank her for her years of service.
The good news is you were able to hire a special ed instructor and also a handful of special ed paraprofessionals. And it sounds like for the most part, as far as teachers go, you're fully staffed in the special ed department and have almost all the paraprofessionals you need. And that's fantastic news.
Yeah, it really is fantastic news, because there are some positions that are very hard to fill right now. And I mentioned earlier in a different conversation that if somebody would have told me years ago that there would be have a shortage of teachers, I'd say you're crazy. But like other businesses and organizations, there is a shortage of people to work. So we did hire the special education teacher and paras. And you know something? I'm so excited, because that is an area, like I mentioned, that's hard to fill. But we're going to work very hard to ensure all of our students are doing the best they can in whatever endeavor they choose to go into.
Some of the other, we'll just sort of go skip past the signatories and stuff. Yep. Like that. We'll get in donations. You had just over $17,000 in donations to the FFA program, received some. Some sports teams received others. And anytime you can have that many in one meeting, that is a big number.
Yeah, you know, I'm just really impressed. I know when I interviewed for this position back this past winter, I did research on the district, and I was pleasantly surprised on how much the community gives back to both sports activities as well as the fine arts. I have met a couple individuals who've asked me to be on the committee to help with fundraising for these organizations. So it's a real credit to this community to how much they give. You don't just see all the pocket going to sports and leaving fine arts out, but it's a combination of both. Mm-hmm. And the more activities, I've been around activities most of my life, and the more activities we can provide for our students, the better they're going to be as a whole, well-rounded individual and well-rounded student, and hopefully go on to the next stage of their life and make Crookston proud.
And I think FFA, part of the reason, or a small sliver of the reason why they received $3,000 from the Fraternal Order of Eagles and the Eagles charity is they help out. They were helping out at their state convention, clearing tables and doing things like that. So they're not just getting money. They're also getting their hands dirty and helping out too.
Yeah. You know, something I think, especially this generation, I think it's a great work experience when they do things like this. I think it shows a commitment by the students, but also a commitment by the businesses in the community to say, hey, let's partner up together and see what we can do. And $3,000 is a great thing, and I'm a firm believer FFA is something that we need in this district. Matter of fact, I wish it would be in more schools across the United States because I think that's a great program.
Now moving on to the main agenda and was the approval of the long-term facilities maintenance plan, a 10-year plan, and that is something that the state requires.
Yeah, so every July, the school board has to approve the long-term facilities maintenance plan, LTFM. It's a checkoff for the state, so we send the information in and we say, okay, year one, next year, we want to allocate, say, just an example, $50,000 to roof repairs. Well, as I mentioned, this long-term facilities maintenance plan is a living document. It can be changed, but you have to, by state statute, you have to have it approved by the July school board meeting, and now tomorrow we'll turn it into the state so they can check it off and say, yep, Crookston did this. It doesn't mean that we have to say in year four or five, oh, we have to spend $100,000 on this. If we have roof repairs that come up this winter, or we have sidewalks that need repair, we can utilize the money allocated for what we thought would be in a different area and allocate it for our immediate needs.
True. And you have a pretty good chunk of money in that fund, but also a lot of the repairs or things that you're going to be doing also cost a lot of money as well.
Yeah, we have approximately $1.3 million in that. But remember, somebody's out there is going to say, well, why don't they use the $1.3 million on the new facility? We can't. We have to make sure, and I use this example, take the school, turn it upside down, shake it, and then everything that comes down, you cannot use LTFM money on. So it's for repairs. It can be nothing brand new. So there are certain requirements. Yeah, do we have a lot in there? Yes. But anything can happen. I like to maybe save some of that for a rainy day. Mm-hmm. Look at the Metrodome and the Vikings many years ago, you know? So we have to make sure that we're upgrading our facilities as we continue to go on through school years.
And with some of the repairs that you have to make when you're dealing with facilities of schools, 1.3 doesn't get you as long as far as it would maybe for a house or something like that.
Yeah, $1.3 million isn't going to get you a long ways. And unfortunately, society today, you know, there's a lot of things that are back ordered and, you know, it takes a while. So and because of that, I think the prices probably are up on many items. So that $1.3 million could go rather quickly. So hopefully we'll be able to save that.
Nice to have that much in the account anyway.
Correct.
Then the board approved the teachers union, the Crookston Education Association, a contract with them for the next two school years and 3.75% pay raise in year one and then 4% in year two. And it seems like both sides are pretty happy with the deal.
Yeah, Chris, my official start date was July 1st. So I have to give credit to Dave Keene, the interim superintendent, the school board members, as well as the Crookston Education Association for sitting down and actually coming up with a contract that's fair to both sides to go into effect even before the start of the school year. So I think negotiations, it's give and take. You can come in and ask for the moon and you might only get a sliver of it, whatever side it is. So for them to work together and get this finalized before August 1st, that's incredible. I would guess that many school districts are not finalized their contract negotiations with the teachers. So credit to all groups.
And the teachers, they can come into the school year knowing that they're appreciated and their hard work is appreciated with a nice raise, but also the school district can go forward without having to worry about negotiating with the teachers at least for a year or two.
Yep, absolutely. I think it's great. And I'm going to try to establish a culture of, a positivity, and I think this is the first step in the culture of positivity, because this was a great thing. And quite honestly, with this being done, I didn't have to take part in this, and it was already done for me, really. So, yes.
Then the last item on the main agenda was approving the construction manager services with Gertz Construction out of Fargo. And you did have some interest with six companies that bid, and you interviewed three towards three finalists, I guess you would say. And so tell us more about Gertz Construction.
Yeah, so we had six companies that we received bids for to be the construction manager of this project that we have coming out here. And the construction manager is going to be somebody who's going to work essentially for the district. Okay. So if we have any concerns or anything else, that person's going to say, okay, to company Z, hey, you're supposed to have your employees here at 7 o'clock until 5 o'clock. They didn't get here until 9 o'clock, then at six. Cause I don't like things that aren't moving forward. And I want to move this project forward because the sooner we get this project done, the sooner we can, the students can utilize this stuff. But we did have three companies that we picked with a committee of individuals. It was Gertz Construction, Ledgestone, and R.A. Morton. And quite honestly, we haven't seen what the final cost is going to be. It's going to be a lot based on the bids. But the positive thing is that the bid process right now, we're going to go end of August, early September. And those companies that are going to bid on some of the things that we have going on, hopefully they're going to say, well, gosh, we need this work in May or June next year so we can – the bids will hopefully come in better than what we have previously been here in Crookston. And so, and also another thing too is we made it very clear to Gertz Construction Services that we want local companies to be able to bid in the process for this new project that we're experiencing.
And try to keep as much of the taxpayers' money in the district.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, the companies get the bid. Their kids go to our school. You know, I'm a firm believer in trying to keep it local, you know, as much as possible. So I'm all for that.
Then you did receive some administrative reports from the principals, and there's a lot of items that were discussed, but one is they still need the families to fill out the free and reduced meal forms, even though there's going to be free meals in the state of Minnesota. But the reason why is, as of now, you get around $1.6 million in compensatory funding and also grant opportunities. So it's very important for school district families to fill these out.
Yes, it is. And I know sometimes communities, parents don't want to fill those forms out for whatever reason. But if they don't fill the forms out, sure, every child is going to get free breakfast and free lunch. But we need those compensatory we need the compensatory revenue to help offset the cost for our district. So what happens is they need to fill out those forms, and I don't have a problem. They're confidential. If you want me to come and visit your home at 8 o'clock on a Friday night or 2 in the afternoon on a Sunday, I'd be happy to do that, to fill out those forms. No questions asked, we'll fill out the forms. And as a person myself who came from household raised by, my brothers and I were raised by our single mother. We received those free and reduced price red tickets. Confidentiality did not happen back when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. Confidentiality helps now. So the more we can get the parents to fill it out, hopefully the higher compensatory revenue we get to help with costs for any type of services, curriculum, or whatever it might be in our school district, technology. And also many grants out there will not look at a school unless you have at least a minimum of 40%. So the more we can get parents to fill it out, the better it's going to be in the overall long run.
It'll help the kids in the community all in the long run.
Absolutely, Chris. I agree with you.
Then how about some other topics that were brought up from the meeting?
Well, I think something that's really important, you know, I've done a lot of communication with individuals and parents, and, you know, I've heard some of the things that are positive going on in the district. I've heard some areas of concern. And I hear the parents out there of the areas of concern. It's something that, you know, I'm really bad at a lot of things. You ask my wife and my father-in-law, and they'll say that. But I'd like to think I'm pretty good at what's best in education. So I want parents to know that when their kids come to our school, I want this to be a safe and secure environment. If your child does not want to follow the rules and procedures and the guidelines set forth in the district, there's other schools out there that they can go to. We're going to make this as safe and a great place to educate our students. I know it already is, but we can always get better. One thing I learned from my grandpa, a pastor, you're never too old to learn. So we're going to continue to do what we can to ensure safety and security for all our students.
And then another item too, a lot of people are asking, how is multi-use facility, how is that coming along, and how is that looking? The multi-use for the sports facility?
Yeah, you know, it's coming along pretty well. One thing that I understand, and I'm working with Dave Keene on this as well too, I think there was some concern about some pipelines or something going underneath. Well, and we were supposed to pay thousands of dollars. Well, I just talked to Mr. Keene today, and he said it was $25,000 if we were to do this. But we actually adjusted last week with our architect to move the multi-facility use closer to the school, so we won't interfere with the pipelines that are being discussed out there. So rest assured, I talked to Mr. Keene about that today, and I would be upset if we had to pay that money for pipeline. But the positive thing is too, and I'm not an architect, but they were able to use the diagrams to move the school closer. And honestly, I like it close. I mean, the facility closer to the school, because then kids can go right out to the school, mm-hmm. right into the facility without having to walk too far. Yeah. So
it's a win-win, it sounds like.
Yeah, it's win-win. Right now in the Highland with the preschool edition, we're actually, as of last week, I haven't heard of today, but we were waiting to see where our plumbing permits are coming from the state. And unfortunately, a lot of forms and permits are required from the state. I do know another district that's behind right now because of the plumbing permits. So hopefully things will continue to move on this week. I know we have people working on it. But I'm really excited to see what this overall project is going to look like. And, you know, when you add to the school and the district, it brings in families. Mm-hmm. And when you work together with the community and organizations, it brings in families. And so I'm really excited what the outcome is going to look like.
And then also with the middle school renovation that's going on, and one of the things that was discussed with new Principal Hengslaben and also Principal Torgerson at the high school, they were talking about new phone rules, and maybe tell us more about that.
Yeah, first of all, I've worked closely with both of them. I'd like to hopefully think that I can help be a mentor to them. I've been a principal for many years. They're very excited to get the school year up and running. One of the things that I definitely support is no cell phone use for students in grades 6 through 8. Now, that's going to be a paradigm shift. Parents are going to be upset about that, and they're going to say, well, how do I get a hold of my child? You know what I'm going to say to them? You do what my mom did. She called the office and said, I need to get a hold of Johnny and because he has this or that. So, you know, I can get on our soapbox about social media, but maybe that's time for a different interview on that one, Chris. But yeah, that's going to be huge. And again, you know, parents and students aren't going to be happy, but I think the educational learning environment is going to be much better without that distraction.
Can we do it 9 through 12 for my 10th grader?
Well, you know, Chris, I know they're talking about doing something different. I know that I've worked very closely with the principals, and we're definitely talking about making it more accessible cell phones used during the day.
Well, I remember we used to have to use the payphone outside the gym at the old high school, so that we'd call collect. Mom, come pick me up, because you spent all the quarters on the popcorn in the concession stand.
Yeah.
So true. Anything else that you would like the public to know about anything with the district?
I just want to know that, want them to know that I care about all students. I don't care who they are or where they're from. However, we are going to hold students accountable for everything in this district. And if parents don't like that, you know, they're going to have to maybe find a different place for their child to go to a different school, mm-hmm. because our job is to educate our kids. I'm on the tail end of my career, but I want to make sure that whatever we do in Crookston is going to prepare our students for the next journey of their life, which I call phase two, mm-hmm. which is when they leave high school in Crookston, I want them to have a great experience here, pre-K through 12. I want them to be able to learn what they learned here, and whether they go to the military, they work, 2-year college, 4-year college, I want them to be productive members of society. That's what I want everybody to know. So please know that we're going to work very hard with parents and to educate all of our students.
Well, Superintendent Berquist, thanks for talking with us on Valley Talk, and we look forward to talking to you, the fourth Tuesday of every month, and we appreciate it.
Well, I really appreciate you giving me this opportunity. Thank you so much, Chris.